Here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
I see you look mom, yeah, it's not a problem, yeah. When you move that ass, yeah, the place right in front of you. I see you look mom, alright, it's not a problem, yeah. When you move that ass, yeah, the place right in front of you. I see you look mom, yeah, it's not a problem, alright. When you move that ass, yeah, the place right in front of you.
Nigga, I been in my old groove of things. I been swinging like a motherfucker, pimp motherfucker. Never roll with suckers. Then I hit it with my ball cap on like I was Brian Puffer. Cover for the night. Later on, I duck. I really don't want no problems with your brother. We just met one another. Fuck on top of the covers. Far from lover. She convinced me to lose the rubber. Get a loot from the cupboard. All that. She freaky as hell. Regally got fucking to all kill. Spit some shit she thought was heartfelt. To all my exes, hope y'all doing well. One time.
It's 2 in the morning and I'm wondering what it'd be like. Or was it just all for the hype? I ain't wanna, but I might. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows?
One time. It's 4 in the morning and I don't know what to do. Car service out front, drive a car like you're uncomfortable. My niggas probably in the driveway. Nah, they ain't gon' fuck with you. We was raised better, plus the police would know exactly who to pin it to. Ay, one time.
You used to tell me, Shafi, you gon' pop off. Hey, you screaming so loud that the cops call. You be worried like what you got that Glock for. This the shit I ride for and die for. She wanted many hundred, I took her to Roscoe. Don't call me after 10, baby girl, shop club. Got a Spanish girl, she say I'm the best thing. Gotta have my show, how she shake that ass like. Gotta be real, the way she shake that ass. It gotta be real. It gotta be real, the way she shake that ass.
Yeah. When you move that ass, yeah, the place right in front of you. I see you look mom, alright. It's not a problem, yeah. When you move that ass, yeah, the place right in front of you. I see you look mom, yeah. It's not a problem, alright. When you move that ass, yeah, the place right in front of you. I see you look mom, alright. It's not a problem, yeah. When you move that ass, yeah, the place right in front of you.
And welcome to Uncensored. You're with me, Nicole Nanzai. And this week on Do It For The Culture, we are going to be talking about music. If music has changed and is it worse? With me, I have my friends. Please introduce yourselves from Ben.
I am Ben, the hostess with the mostest. Find me on the socials, Ben_Theory.
I'm the one and the only, the big man himself from the situation room right here on Uncensored, Do It For The Culture. You can find me on my socials at _Muzundo_ on Instagram and at Bill_Muzundo on Twitter.
Hi everyone, Kay Kasi over here. Thanks for tuning in. African Maestro on all platforms, IG, Twitter, Facebook, just the African Maestro.
Hi everyone, I'm Victoria Imani and you can find me on Instagram at Victoria Imani and on Twitter at Imani Victoria.
Wagwan guys, it's doing Musawa on Instagram and doing Musawa on Twitter.
Yes, and of course me, I go by Nicole Nanzai on all my social media platforms. And this episode, we are going to be discussing, we're going to give our thoughts on music, if we think it has changed, which I think by now everyone is on the same page if it has changed or not, and is it worse? So stick around and find out what we think. But for now, let's go on a short break and listen to some music. You are listening to Uncensored, where entertainment, music, and culture matters.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
Welcome to our website. We got loads of news and gossip for you today. But first, here's a new song.
Look, I don't really know how... I see you in here a lot, and I think that you're really pretty, and would you want to go out with me? Ever?
Super unachora aje weekend.
Weekend.
Nimetoka shopping pale imendi.
Imendi.
Check me mchezo sipendi.
Sipendi.
Liku check you ta. Sitwani java wala. Super unachora aje weekend.
Weekend.
Nimetoka shopping pale imendi.
Imendi.
Check me mchezo sipendi.
Sipendi.
Liku check you ta. Sitwani java wala.
I can see you smile every time I see your face. Got me sweat dripping. I'm just trying to keep it close. Shawty ain't lying. You a queen. I'm amazed. Damn how the taste. Cuts like a price line your waist. I'ma keep doing what it takes. Pass me the bill, I'ma pay. Ride with the groove, I sway. We can make a vibe, okay. We can make a vibe, okay. Cause I'm right here, tryna make it right here, so come here, yeah. Cause I'm right here, tryna make it right here, so come here, mommy, yeah.
Super unachora aje weekend. Nimetoka shopping pale imendi. Check me mchezo sipendi. Liku check you ta. Sitwani java wala. Super unachora aje weekend. Nimetoka shopping pale imendi. Check me mchezo sipendi. Liku check you ta. Sitwani java wala.
Welcome back to Uncensored, where entertainment, music, and culture matters. If you have no idea which song that is, labda unaweza ambiwa na the musician himself ako in the mix of this episode.
Building.
In the building. Ben, right there, Ben Theory with Weekendy. So Ben, tuambie, how is it being a musician, a celebrity?
There's a lot of work. This being the first debut album. For the first nini, you know, trying out so many new things. Kidogo lengthy, sometimes na kusakulala, but...
It's okay, it's fine. You move on regardless. Yeah, you guys make sure to support the guy. The debut album, the project is actually... Is every song out by now?
Yes.
They're coming out for Lepole
every week. They're out now.
Isha.
Yeah,
yes, make sure to support him. Anyway, the topic for today is if music has changed and is it worse? Niambieni, what do you guys think? Has music changed?
It has.
Yes, it has.
Saying evolve makes it sound better because now changing can be bad change, good change, but evolving means it's growing.
Yeah,
it's growing. Yeah. It's becoming better. And it's becoming better in so many different ways. We have now different genres that have been created. We have different, you know, like technology things that have enabled it to be heard everywhere, made it sound better. Nini nini. Yes. Kulikuwa na kijana ule anaimbanga na autotune. Anaitwa nani? Alipotea though. These days we don't hear from him. T-Pain. Yeah. T-Pain's music or T-Pain's sound has come about because of the evolution of music itself. Autotune and other people, Nani, Travis Scott, who else?
Migos.
Okay. And a different genre, says it kuna kagenge tu, kuna siji nini.
Na Willy Paul.
Sikia hapa Willy Paul slander.
Let's bring back the subject.
But Dwayne, niambie, how do you think music has evolved?
New sounds, new equipment, wajua sayi, ni easier kuritu wa se, because via the internet na platforms such as YouTube, you know, it's easier for artists to get themselves out there.
Yeah.
Si lazima kutumia mse. Kama, for example, remember Lambalolo. Lambalolo was, the video was recorded na simu tu, you know, and just, okay, kaya YouTube, just like that, waka make it. So yeah, it's in a good place.
And so many people have can testify vile wanatumiangwa SoundCloud ama wanatumiangwa links ovyo ivo because they want their music to be heard, and these platforms are pretty good, and I think Ben can actually, you know, testify to that and say how those platforms have really helped him in getting to a wide range of people. Yesterday when we were talking about music, we were talking about how people kitambo never used to, you know, have that opportunity to make many people listen to their music, which now made me think of how I don't understand why someone who is OG anaweza kukua compared na mtu wa sahi, because those are two different eras. This person was busy selling CDs, and you have streaming platforms where many people can listen to your music, while this guy is usually walking around the street selling his CD. You can't compare Snoop Dogg with which rapper is of these days?
Travis.
Tuseme Travis. But you can't put Snoop Dogg and Travis in the same category because they're in different eras. These people weren't doing the same thing that you're doing or didn't have the same opportunities that you had. Which other way have we evolved in music?
I think the genres, like the genres have been has expanded. Like take for example hip hop, we all use just plain old hip hop, but right now hip hop has like some groups, like you can get trap, you can get like there's one that people normally say, I had it in a series about the guilty hip hop. That those songs that make you feel guilty.
Is it again?
Yeah,
YouTube hip hop. I'm going to play examples.
These rappers, Kakina Kendrick, Nakina J. Cole. Those ones that they talk about this.
Reflect.
Exactly.
Yeah, tumeongezewa different genres.
There's G-Funk, Slander Hip Hop. G-Funk for Kina Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah.
So. Like the occurrence of more genres, like music has not become diverse.
It has. We also talked about how it has changed in the way musicians view the purpose of music. So in the sense of how in the past they didn't know quite how to, you know, deal with the whole, how do I turn my talent into a business? How do I get money from this? That's why kitambo we used to hear, okay, not us mainly, but probably our parents, and how they used to have those stories of, oh, Toni Braxton has issues with, you know, her manager, Sijui, Michael Jackson isn't being paid, Sijui for what. And because these guys didn't have the legal understanding of how to earn money from their talent. So that's good improvement that we've made in music, in the music sector. Right now, I think people know how to earn money. Saizi, nino jokes. Saizi wanajua.
Say around as I'm zazzy, I wanna be a musician.
And even like, let's put it like home and how Sauti Sol is with copywriting the music and stuff like that. Very, very hard for you to just, you know, play their song without being, without it being paid for. But Kitambo, it was so easy for you to listen to Issa or to listen to Nonini and to play their music, Ivo Ivo. But not to say that saizi ati izo streaming sites hazijakuwa sasa na shida vile tuko na vitu kama cracked Spotify and all these other things making it difficult for some of our musicians to earn money. Sindo, am I the only one who has a cracked app for music? Placing myself.
Somalia, I think. Only pirates.
Only pirates. Pirates. Namejisema. This recording shall be used against me. But ni ukweli. Saizi.
Ni ukweli.
Watu wanaiba. They're stealing.
But pirates has been there.
Yeah, it's been there. They're still doing it.
I was telling you guys. One upcoming feature that has actually started being implemented in music and music as a business is right now the thing that's actually happening is we're having virtual concerts.
Oh yeah.
This is something that came up now with Corona. So you see, we're taking advantage of situations and actually trying to implement ways to
come out the versus thing.
Even what's his name? Koroga. I'm gonna Koroga.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Instagram.
And right now, people are even getting way creative and they're even doing Anyway, I was saying people are doing collabs, and actually live collaboration. This is people napata mtu anacheza, like you're getting an instrumentalist from somewhere in a different location, a singer who is in a different location, and they're putting out music. That's quite an improvement. That's a major break music.
Yeah, I think even most of our music actually is like that. Unaona mtu ana collab na tuseme Chris Brown aya akuko Nigeria, because 90% of the time in a Konga too, if they're doing a collaboration with Africans, it is, you know, guys from Nigeria. So ndio hapo amefanya music, but they're not actually meeting together. They're doing it, you know, wana unitumie sample yako ama unitumie part yako ya hii wimbo na hivyo. That's how they're doing their music sequencing.
And the fact that we have like these platforms, to allow that to happen. Aki, imagine if we had Corona in like 2001 and akina Tupac
Corona necessitated some action to be taken. I mean, every situation brings a necessity. So imagine I think
true. Wange make it.
For sure.
Ingekuwa very hard.
In my own way, but
uko sure.
Ingekuwa very hard. Imagine a situation like then. Akuna Wi-Fi. Most people don't have smartphones.
Yeah, is this at most people? Hii ilikuwa time ya simu ya jamii.
Exactly. At a bus. And then now everyone is relying on the TV. Hiyo TV inastahili kupatia.
TV ama radio. TV. Radio.
Radio.
Hiyo radio ndio inatumiwa na watoi time ya kusikiza vitu za watoi. Hizo ma classes na obviously utakuwa wameimplement hiyo, kuzo watoi utakuwa shule, utakuwa home, kutakuwa na ma program za wazae. So I'm feeling hata music itakuwa more less.
Hiyo ingekuwa too much. Unajua hiyo time kama hapa Kenya, radio KBC ilikuwa inafungua was just a cool.
Hey, man.
Vile tunasema hapa music ingekuwa na kashida, ingekuwa balaa huku Kenya, hiyo ingekuwa the same story huko majuu.
I think yeah,
it'd be okay.
Asa liko already na ma-walkman. For most of them they were selling CDs, like physical CDs.
Yeah.
So people have bought them more.
So you can imagine vile watu wanasema ati this person's album sijui went platinum, sold over 20 million whatever. Right now someone can hear that and is like, ah, only I can do that in, you know, less than, because tuseme mtu kama who is this guy who his music isn't bad. Okay, let me just say it. His music isn't bad, but his music does not make sense.
kuna wengi.
Hapana, si wa Kenya. The Snitch.
Tekashi.
Some of his music is actually ish. I can, you know, he's you.
Slander. Hakuna, please. Name one good thing in his song.
Watch a joke. Hakuna music yoyote yake umaisikia beats uko tu, wow.
Hakuna. He's working in heavy, bro.
Ilalimba na Nicki Minaj juzi. Ilalimba before I did joke. Nito manini yo.
Naizi.
The cigarette.
Yeah, diapo no tumefika. Tuna discuss Tekashi.
Pia niya Nicki Minaj pia.
Okay, anyway. Thing is, Tekashi's music, as much as, you know, people are like, oh, may I won't listen to him. He's a rat. Nini. Oh, ata music. Ake sipoa. Nini. All these people. People have already listened to his music. How many people listened to him? He broke the record of Sijui when he released his song. Sijui, how many people listened to it? The first minute.
Hey, listen to it.
Listen to
because of that, Nini.
Minute. So, we can't.
Yeah, pressure too.
To find out. But either way, he has more listeners than someone who was there in the past, when as soon as their music is out anyways.
Actually, yeah, that's true.
So
he amassed a really huge audience in a couple of seconds.
So it's changed in a lot of ways. Music has changed. Even when I asked guys on Instagram, all of them 100% were saying yes, it has changed. But now the issue now comes in with, is it worse? And when we come back from the break, we shall now discuss. This is now where the actual topic is at. Sindo, is it worse? Is music worse? Because it's 50-50. The people who will say, and majority of the people who will say it is worse, ni wakubwa. Sindo, ni ama nadanganya. Your parents are the ones who are saying music of these days. Ni kelele tu. They're only cursing. What? But we shall find out what we think about it. Please make sure to follow us on our Instagram and our Twitter. Personally, I go by Nicole Nanzai on both. Ben?
I go by Ben__theory. IG on both and Twitter.
@__Muzundo_on Instagram and @Bill_Muzundo on Twitter.
African Maestro on all platforms.
Victoria Imani on Instagram and Imani Victoria on Twitter.
I'm Dwayne Musewa on Twitter, Dwayne Musewa on Instagram.
Yes. Now let's take a short break. You're listening to Uncensored, where entertainment, music, and culture matters.
Busting. Oh yeah. Oh lad. International flips. Busy day or so. Busy boy older. Busy boy slow now. Busy boy, there so. Yeah, oh yeah, the girls there so. Yo, ride not to ride. Ride not to ride. Oh my girl, not to ride, ride, ride. Ride not to ride. Ride not to ride. Oh my girl, not to ride, ride, ride. Ride not to ride. Ride not to ride. Oh my girl, not to ride, ride, ride. Ride not to ride. Ride not to ride. Oh my girl, not to ride, ride, ride. Can I get my keys, oh Shade?
You say you no go leave, oh Shade, slow down. I beg you, slow down, yeah. Why you come to leave, oh Shade? Now you wanna leave, oh Shade, slow down. I beg you, slow down.
Don't you listen to the people, what the people got to say. I'm addicted to your love, girl, you're the morning till my night. If you no leave, I no go fit leave, oh. If you no sleep, I no sleep, oh. I wanna see you every day, you light up my day. Come live this star boy way.
Ride not to ride. Ride not to ride, oh my girl, not to ride, ride, ride. Ride not to ride. Ride not to ride, oh my girl, not to ride, ride, ride. Ride not to ride. Ride not to ride, oh my girl, not to ride, ride, ride. Ride not to ride. Ride not to ride, oh my girl, not to ride, ride, ride. Oh why, oh why, oh why, you tell me, la 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 la. Baby, bring it back and rewind slow. Give me that thing, it's mine. Oh why, oh why, oh why, don't tell me, la 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 la. No, I'm a to show, I'm a to civilize. African girl. I'ma shake it to you. Make you dance, make you break it to you. Make you tell them say you no be novice. Make you show them say you know this. Caribbean girl say make you shake it to you. Make you dance, dance, make you break it to you. Make you show them say you no be novice. Make you tell them say you know this. Ride not to ride. Ride not to ride. Oh my girl not to ride, ride, ride. Ride not to ride. Ride not to ride, oh my girl, not to ride, ride, ride. Ride not to ride. Ride not to ride, oh my girl, not to ride, ride, ride. Ride not to ride. Ride not to ride, oh my girl, not to ride, ride, ride.
Welcome back to Uncensored. You're with me, Nicole Nanzai. With me, I have my friends Ben, Brian, Dwayne, Victoria, and Bill. And the topic we're talking about is music. Is music the same from Kitambo in the past when, you know, your father or your grandfather was listening to music? Has it changed and has it become worse? So you guys, the second part was we discussed, has it become worse? Has music become worse? Eh?
Worse, so, what do you mean by worse?
Worse in the sense of has its purpose become less what's the word I'm looking for? Is it less meaningful? Yeah, let's say that.
It may lose meaning.
Is it, I don't know, how, what's your definition of worse when it comes to music?
In my definition of worse, ni kimi kwangu hakuna music. There's no such thing as bad music.
Mm.
You know, music ni language. Ukiona kama ikubambi, stop listening to it. Look for something else.
Yeah, it's not your cup of tea. But you can still say it's bad music. You can still say it's bad music because it's still your opinion on the music. You get. So you can still say it's bad music. The same way how we're saying Tekashi is okay, not me, but you guys are saying Tekashi's music is bad.
Tekashi's shit.
Man. Tekashi is shit. But now you see the thing is, that's your opinion on it. Like now what Dwayne is saying, that's your opinion on it. So for you to say that there's some music that's bad, same by Hakuna kitu baya nayo.
I think it depends on what you're listening to.
True. It's true.
Yeah. Because our parents... Oh, yeah. Okay, so our parents will see this... Okay, what they tend to see is probably in matatus and, like, all these places where the hits, which is mainstream kabisa, they will see this now, these songs that have cursing and all these girls talking and all that. But it's not really different because if you look at like Kina Ludacris's videos back in the day,
it was still
cursing.
The same. Yeah. They're still doing
holes in different area codes.
It's true. It's true. True.
Learn, bro.
Yeah.
Maestro.
Yeah.
So like, no, it's not like there's much difference when it comes to that. It just depends on what you're listening to. Because right now, if you don't want to listen to cursing and all that, you listen to other genres.
Yeah, I think the issue is that our mainstream music, probably to them, their mainstream music wasn't cursing. But for us, our mainstream music is cursing. And
yeah.
And I wouldn't even say there's really an issue with cursing, because sometimes it's also where you're brought up and how you were brought up, like the words you were listening to and how people in that area speak. If they speak in, you know, I don't know, gang, 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 fuck this, CG, shit this, CG, what, that's how they speak.
Well,
yeah.
Well,
uh-huh. Wait, because I know you want to bring up the whole Will Smith issue, Cindy.
Actually, now that you brought that up as well, it will come up some. It's okay too, Mahali.
No, I think for me, like I even wanted to add that point when you're saying about the whole casting thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had this discussion with my mom during when I was at home for story music, and she was telling me that some of these songs, they're for example, my small sister is not allowed to sing any Diamond song in the house. Like,
hey, Diamond.
Diamond is no joke, my guy.
her and my other small cousin, they were singing Mwanza. And my mom told them, like, do you guys know what that song means? Because now she knows. They're like, no. Then they're like, why are you singing? Never, ever. Nikuskie kimbe wimbatena. Nikuskie. And we had that discussion. My mom was saying that, you see, some of these songs, the meanings are not outright there.
Yeah, yeah.
Adults will be singing the songs because they understand.
They know what it is.
They know the meaning. But her issue was, she has a problem with some of the music because when it now comes to kids, small kids. You know, small kids, just a kimtoto anaenda kuimba kainama or
kainama
Actually, the songs
no,
because
weird song.
We enjoy the whole song because we like the song, the beats, the meaning, and everything. Like for me, I can, like, every time I don't think of playing like a Diamond song that I love with her, a Diamond featuring Fally Ipupa, Inama. I can't play it. I have to play it like low volumes or with my earphones on, because I played it once, twice. My small sister started singing.
But
is that how music is supposed to be? Is that how good music is supposed to be?
I don't even know that.
But now she was saying, like, the music is good. For her, the music is good. Like, she likes the music and everything. Her issue is the music is good, but it being vulgar, like them, the meaning, then small kids are singing it. That's I think why most parents like have an issue, because they're looking at exposure. The exposure to the kids, to the younger generation. Even go outside, what's wrong? What do you agree? That's why most parents are gonna shit on that.
Bill.
Yes.
Wagwan. So I can just add something that might, I don't know, incite you or make you have a different perspective. So you see, like, right now, hata sisi hata wewe inafika point una feel kuna ngoma hawezi taka sisi yako asikie, si ndio? And like yesterday when we were talking, we talked about how itafika point like right now some artists wanna try to approach us because they know us, we are the target audience, you know, and it has a point to grow, and then it just changes, and to feel easing single masters that can be wrong was it guy masters that can young and right now, and we got no girl, we were like, this is something that has been there,
you know,
this is called Tambo name, you know, it hasn't changed,
it hasn't changed,
yeah.
But now what has actually changed is the music paliko sai, it's becoming more of a diverse jungle, and through social networks, itakuwa imekuwa anything that you put out it doesn't have to be it's very very top tier good music.
Yeah.
It can be trash, but because of ili reach certain people at a certain time, it appealed to something that was at the moment.
No.
In fact tukiendelea kuangalia utaona, I think as a we should start getting a bit concerned, because right now it's so much easy to access music everywhere. Lamba Lolo akitaka kwa matatu, my name Kingangi asubuhi, you can hear the school bus driving in the morning playing My Name Kingangi, and the song and the things they talk about, the music they play, I'm sure it's not something you'd be very very comfortable with. Like there's this story I gave you guys yesterday, and I think it's good for our listeners to listen to it, and then they can try to brainstorm or to think about that in their own free time. So there's a charity drive in Yotulienda last week. So there's this story that the charity drive was trying to teach girls about menstrual health, trying to donate some pads so they can stop engaging in sexual activities in exchange for the pads. So it was just basically trying to empower them. Like in Isusa, at some point after the donations have been given, there was a team building where the coordinator asked the ladies to propose a song that everybody can sing. After being given a talk on responsible sexual behavior,
now these are the kids.
Yes, and these are kids. These are minors. These are people in class 7, class 6.
Class 5.
Walai, they're class 7, class 6.
Look, when they're class 5, the group started from class 5.
Yeah, from class 5 to class 8. Do you know, hakuna ngoma hata moja yenye wasewa nge propose ingeza kufitio context ya abstinence. There was no single song. So what proceeded was awkward silence. So I think that says something about the popular music that we have.
Fire. Such a bad joke, but I'm just
scared.
It's really inappropriate. It's really inappropriate.
Does it involve those children?
It's not from class.
At least 5 to 8.
Which is here after 12, it's lunch.
Oh my god. Dwayne. Wow.
Let's get him. Law and order.
That's not right. That is even,
ladies and gentlemen, we have him.
We have him.
That's not right.
I'm so sure your
career
right now and I
shall carry his casket.
Oh, yeah, man, so my name is Zaizi.
Unajua hiyo story ingine ilikuwa nimesema, so walijaribu kutafuta ngoma. We couldn't find any song to fit the situation, to try to engage people after talk about abstinence. Ilikuwa tu walikuwa na suggest ngoma za Sailors, za Ethic kidogo kidogo, but it wasn't right.
Of abstinence, honestly.
Yeah.
Let's just be real. It's like trying to say a song that is about food.
I understand what you mean.
You get like as it's like saying, look for a song that talks about food.
Oh yeah.
You get like you can't just specify. You know, like music is very broad. We've said that
it is broad. If majority of the music is promoting one agenda than the other, you know, it says something about society. It says something about the people consuming it.
But
it says something about the values of the artist themselves.
Yeah, true.
I wanted to comment on what Bill had said about the whole not listening to Diamond and stuff like that, or not listening to music that, you know, is like full of curses. I don't know how to even explain it. I can't remember. Yeah, but like you see, the thing is, even us when we were young, we used to listen to those things, but it was just different wordings. Unakumbuka times za Juala ndio naitaji manyake all sizes. Unakumbuka? Actually ukijua meaning ya hiyo wimbo kuna game.
By the way, it took me so long, guy.
You know, like the meaning of the song was bad. And we were singing na kumbuka. I used to say the words na sema nilikuwa na lyric. Kama nini?
Kajekamo.
Na I knew all those words.
No, sir. Na kuna time nilichapo na aunti yangu as in the sister of my mom because ya kuimba nyundo ya komeo as in mi najua hii ngoma ni ya wase wa fundi as in nashindwa ai tani kwa hapo nashindwa nyumba yangu itazama wapi ni menyoshwa
basi ya jua kali basi ya jua kali at least alijaribu kurudisha hiyo ngoma iko ya fundi seremala hey. Hii jama ingine ya kwanza sijua nileta agenda gani hapo kwa hiyo ngoma
gosh
so
as in this is called
I was once beaten vya kuimba ile ngoma ilikuwa finit hiyo lazima tudu
hey ni kwa nini eh
Unit was ilikuwa dance crew ya Nonini walikuwa na dance kwa vida za Nonini walianzia.
Wait, hold up. Ati?
Wait.
It's true.
Dance
in,
crew.
Unit endo angalia
ngoma dance crew ama hype man.
Kama
Entourage.
Endo angalia ngoma ya Nonini na Nameless. You see what was Unit walikuwa kwa they started off as Nonini's dance crew when Nonini was when Eric Musioka was Nonini's producer. Unit was part of his dance crew. And actually Eric Musioka was United. Unit.
What?
Aqua dance crew kwa video vixen.
I see you with that equality manners, Ben. I see you.
Aya, another fun fact ya mwisho. Do you know, is the time Diamond was recruited to be a background singer for P-Unit. Wakiwa kwa... It was easy awards.
Is it MTV Awards?
P-Unit.
Yeah, P-Unit. They were just going to perform there. Ingoma ya Maisha ni mwanzo.
So
Diamond was included as a background singer for that song, for that particular concert. Na hiyo tema kuwa anajulikana na mtu.
Oh my gosh. Na saizi ni ameblow
Ni unit na nafaa kuitoa kwa background singers wa Diamond. Okay, acha ni no never.
Hey, wait. Don't touch them, man.
No, please delete that.
Don't be like that, man.
So anyways, as I was saying, so even back then, hiyo music bado ilikuwa na chapu. Bado it was the same way how YG ametoa Fuck the Police, NWA walitoa Fuck the Police. As in there's no difference. Okay. I don't know, but I feel like they're just hating. Yeah. They're just reminiscing of the past and they want it. There's no difference though.
Well, you do have a point, but should the situation really be that way? I mean, you're talking about music evolving. That actually contradicts the part of music evolving. Nothing has
evolving,
changed.
Yeah.
The same trash you were listening to 10 years ago, the same trash being produced today.
No, it's evolving still. It's still evolved. I mean, we're not listening to... Yes, the meaning, some of the meaning hasn't changed, but it has evolved in the sense of we have better ways of listening to music. We have, all these things have changed and has evolved. Not everything has changed though.
Okay, but you do have... Okay, not everything has changed. Actually, Apostakata, by the way. Mm.
Yeah.
But at least, you remember this time when people were complaining that Kenyan music is becoming too westernized, being influenced too much by the western culture.
What did they want us to do? To answer kuimba hapa, Mr. Gina drums?
No, actually, okay, the point was to give Kenyan music a distinct identity. We've tried to give Kenyan music its own identity. Kina Sauti Sol, you've seen what they've done with Midnight Train and their previous albums. At least it's a distinctly African vibe. So, at least it's evolved positively in terms of getting a distinctly Kenyan vibe. We're giving our own because ukiangalia Tanzania wako na bongo, South African have their own vibe, whether it's amapiano, whether it's kwaito. West African have their own. At least Kenyan music has evolved to a point of getting its own identity.
When
it is distinctly
let me
Gengetone is distinctly gengetun, you know.
But kitu nime notice ni ama nilikuwa naongelesha na Kolo, mnakumbuka Kolo? Kolo was saying how
Kolo ameokoka.
Ameokoka. Sasa yeye ameokoka. But yeah, during that time when he was talking to me, he was telling me how the Kenyan, the issue with Kenyans, because many Kenyans complain of how the whole westernized nini were trying to be like, you know, we don't have our own distinct music. And he was telling us how, he was telling me how, yeah, it's true. Kenya, what we're known for is the place where music is now played. Like where the party scene, where the party scene now.
Yeah.
Us, we're not really about ati ati music, nini, uzi. Us, when it comes to party, Kenyans, we are suffering during this lockdown, clearly.
Aye, Kushinda,
Kushinda South Africa.
South Africa.
Okay, of course, South Africa is on a different league. But in terms of course, us, we don't have, we can't say really we have, okay, we can say, because it's gonna get to nini, but what is it called? Your hype, I'm at the same famous type of music that people know, Kenyans, tunas lack. Ni ukweli tunaslack. See watu wengi wanajua nini, Saudi soul. Other than us and Africans, it's not really many people that will say, oh, I know Bien from Sauti Sol. The same way Aneza Sama, oh, I know Wizkid, or I know Davido, or I know Nasty C.
You get. Wizkid, Davido, also African artist, an international artist.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. Actually, I'm saying Kenyans don't have an international sound.
We still have a way to go. Yeah?
We have a long way to
very
go.
Very long way to go.
But
kina Sauti Sol are taking us there.
Can I expect us to utuweke kwa map?
Yeah, please put it. Amen. Continue othering other people's efforts on the globe.
Dre Ben's album is out now. The project.
Give it a listen. Kwanza hiyo ngoma inaitwa Weekend.
Tumetoka kucheza tu saa hii. My friend.
Stop bana.
Wala.
There's something you were saying about kina Tekashi na kina nani. I think for me, this is my opinion, no?
Yeah.
I think Tekashi, when Tekashi like releases a song, alafu it catches the vibes and everything, hit records and streams and everything. I think if you notice, but if you follow this guy's trends, before he releases any song, he always does something bizarre. Like he always have some social media antics.
Publicity stunts.
Yeah, cloud seeking.
What
was his name? Kanye West. Vile alikuwa anataka ku release juu ilikuwa viatu masijui
so.
Jacob was talking about
Exactly. Like you find that whenever they're not, it's like I'll be watching a video and it was just called trend rapper. Guys who are just trending.
Yeah.
So what they do is that when they notice that man, they have a song that's coming out and people aren't talking much about it. Like there's no that anticipation. Like guys are like zillions. And say when is the next me coming out? No, like there's someone like Rihanna. Rihanna amenyamaza.
Amenyamaza, my friend. Na tunangoja.
Na tunangoja vizuri.
Every single time, like. Find her fans are like, yo, when I releasing the next song, I'm like, every single day, Munona, hey, Kendrick, along with those, hey, man, this Kendrick releasing a song.
You
find that, you know, it's not the same for certain artists and everything. So you find that for them, what they normally do is, in order for them to now start gaining that publicity, train, go do something bizarre, something stupid.
Yeah.
Come on, magic finger, squeeze
it. If you do that shit, then you'll get people talking. And once you get people talking, and everything, then you do the sneaking a song there, so people will be like, Tekashi is still trending. We're still discussing what this guy was doing and everything. Then all of a sudden, a song has arrived. So obviously, people will want to know what this guy will say or what the hell he's trying to pull through the song or through the video. Then you listen to the song. You're like, But other people have done that to their benefit. Like before release Nini. Before you release for Logo and the other album before and the Kokoka and everything. The last album he did, like the one that he had Kina, I've forgotten the album.
We usually say that is his last album.
before Jesus is King, the other album that he had. So before that, Sinando Likwaman, there's these stories that, oh, I'm supporting Trump and everything, eh, MAGA. And then all of a sudden, he drops an album. So obviously, people, people canceled him. And then once they had the album, they're like, okay, this album is good. Like, there was even rumor that they're gonna do a part two version with Dr. Dre producing it. So, the only pull the other day where he goes for a rally. Yes. Maybe I'm just keeping quiet. I'm just waiting for the album. Watch it on the album later.
And some of these things, zingine tunonanga zikika kufala sana. And there's some artists, they might have to do that. And for some, it's inakwanga strategy. Tutumie kama kafo Tekashi yenye alifanya, so yenye alifanya juzi juzi. It's both strategy and a must, because unapata senye alikuwa na go through hizo makisis mob. Tunakumbuka alikuwa mefreeze account zake. Kuna ma industry zenye zilikata partner naye, kwa sasa amemake ma beef na ma artist so ina cancel out ma record zake. So inabaki most Kenya sasa hii ana lazima recover hiyo do. Stakes ni high. The only way lazima I get to raise hiyo do ni ku get as much music as possible.
My issue is it makes it now, because they'll do something that's trending. The issue is now you're just looking for something to hype something. But then the thing is, like, jana nakumbuka nikiwaambia kuhusu one hit wonders, hit wonders, and legends. The problem with that is the chances of you becoming a legend are less. And I wouldn't want to imagine that majority of the musicians that are out there just want clout, or just want a large number of people would want their music to, you know, be heard by other people years and years to come. And now that's where akina Rihanna, oh, sijui nani nani, tunajua watakuwa hapo. We can see it. Because they don't really force issues or try and, I don't know, like they try and make themselves fit into our space so that the society can listen to their music. If you stay true to your music itself, the music itself shall speak for itself.
We are actually drawn by the art.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Don't really force issues.
Wait.
By the way,
Usi insist ujaribu kufanya hivi, because yes, you might get it, but the chances of you staying there, very low, very, very low.
I was going to say, I honestly think some of these things are kind of like smart marketing concepts. Doesn't this whole trend rapping thing give merit to the notion that sometimes music is losing its meaning or its purpose?
And that's the part, yesterday, if you guys remember that part I was telling you, inaanza na mentality yetu, me as a creative web producer, as in, if you come in the industry only thinking about money, and you're there trying to lie to people that you're giving them good music, you're just lying in faces. And us, promoting,
come one hit wonder.
As listeners, promoting music that you know, basically, this is something I can't tolerate. As in, this is music that I don't like. And yet, we are there saying, it's good. Tunapatia ama awas wenye wanamikia bad music from the word go, this is the way. Na ata kama watatoa ngoma baya, ay, bado tutasikia, unaona? So,
let me ask.
Now, we are growing that, pushing that culture of just give us whatever it is, if it's hit, we will just be like it.
Tutakula tu, na trend.
Let me know, na, music, kitambo, purpose of music is to teach, to pass time, blah blah blah. Na as time has gone by, watu wameifanya ikakuwa a means of survival. No. Wameifanya ikakuwa ina put food on their table. Unacheki. So atuwezi walaumu.
Or turning that talent into a business now.
As much as
in you're saying hakuna shida ya wanting to earn money from something you're good at, but now issue ni you're not good at it.
Exactly,
you're not good at it, so what are you doing?
Exactly,
hapo ndio sasa shida iko. What are you doing?
Ikikupea ganji inamaanisha there's something you're doing right though, you know.
Hey, boss,
is it really? Because you can be, you can be
manipulate your target,
you can be famous, but you can be famous in the wrong way.
Msekama Tekashi. Tekashi ni kwangu music yake siwezi sikiza. But man,
kunale
bank account yake inatingika, you did.
And that's why we have that question. Do you feel like the music that inatoka nje, is it growing for a better purpose or it's just becoming? Literally, tunafika point, we have so many people. Najua kitambo ilikuwa, tunasikiza ngoma but tuko zile za. Ah, but yu ikuangi puwa, mitu unajuanga tu, hata mzazi alikuwa nakwambia, anajua tu artist ka moja. Alajua ukisikia ngoma yake it's not the best. But right now we have so many people tunasema we abu to be ni nani we abu kungoja kwanza nitasikia na earphones maje. So many of that, so many, and that's the thing through my platforms zenye ziko hapa na mentality zenye kila msi ana grow na as in tumepata so much exposure that even music itself is getting into that exposure, and si wote kenye tuna choose to do with that music inajua inakuwa ni tu ina stumble around guy unasema around. I hope you're not going to be able to do this. Anyway, I was saying in a point even now music is getting exposed to all that so much in a get out from trash to good music, and it's going to everyone, such a diverse crowd from children to young people to the elderly. From mimi mwenye nilikuwa nasema me as a creator, mimi hata excuse niko hata nikitoa ngoma kuhusu kiatu imechapa bora tu yonde ilikuwa form ina kitu na release inaweza say ni kutokee mentality najua. Mtu mwingine anajua, nilisikia lamba lolo. Mbono niambie nisikie wa mlambi. Unaget? Because already hiyo iko accepted for culture. Mbona nisikie? Mbona nisikie? Already tuna, na medias, because tunajua, at now it's out in Instagram, pia si tunasema, it's already out. Let's just keep it out. No, Atukam na hizo sanction. So, see what already we tuna contribute so much to making this music. Inakuwa more of just an item. Ina lose to value of it being the purpose of music.
Have you noticed how even when we're talking about like music of kitambo when we were small, all of them were nice to us? Which, can you tell me one bad song that you didn't like when you were young? Tukionge kusu, cause you are deadly, shapeless.
Hey, it's on
demo. Every time an old song, any time an old song comes up, kila mtu anakuanga tu,
It reminds you of a childhood.
Yeah, like, it reminds you, yeah. So.
Nanzai. Unaona to kimbe ngoma hii kulikuwa na advert ilikuwa na Nissan and they used that song to describe a car. And I remember as a kid you
know. Manze nakumbuka hiyo advert.
Yeah, Nissan. Ilikuwa Nissan. Was it Sunny? It was Nissan Sunny.
That's how your parents are now dealing with their music. They're all like all that, so all those songs were nice. Hata ukiwaonesha hizo vimbo vya watapa. Abana mimi sijui hizo. Mimi najua easy. So even for us, hata labda sisi when we grow up, tukiwa na watoto wetu tuseme these are our songs. A lot of people are going to talk about robot voices, labda. And since you go, ew, what's this? This is music.
I'm not going to talk about it.
But of course,
it's going to be
everyone.
It's going to be easy. It's going to be easy. Black Mirror, Black Mirror,
Black Mirror, Black Mirror.
Hey. But this, the last series was crap.
Yeah, it was. Plus there were like what, three bad episodes. Actually, later Miley Cyrus hapo mbona?
Miley ndio kata karibu sasa.
Ingekuwa tu hata mtu mwingine siko ubaya. Ingekuwa nakatwa hapo Disney Channel. She's looking tricky. I was wondering kama yeye amekuwa hana Montana sana. And fanyanga hizo mavitu anafanyanga
Disney ilikuwa ya mademu. Amgetolewa hapo.
By the way, ungelitoa.
Bili nililia sijui ati blanket iko na Hannah Montana.
Akini nililia posta kwenye UK. Hizo zote.
Tulikonga sasa tulikonga tuneka mabano kwa chupa sisi.
Hapa na mwiko muna watch bado wrestling. Kwa sababu tulikuwa na upenda nga wrestling. John Cena, nini.
Nyoto wa mkua muna watch Cartoon Network.
Of course.
Ndiyo.
Cartoon Network.
The Cowardly Dog, Johnny Bravo.
The Good Old
Billy and Mandy. I didn't like that cartoon. Kwa sasa kila mtu walikuwa kutana mimi asema, what's your name?
Samurai Jack.
Walikuwa za ni mini kabis. Mini mbira kabis.
Walikuwa za?
Nima kuwa bigi.
Nima kuwa bigi.
Don't leave me.
I didn't tell him that my brother friends. Only people told me, this is my small brother Billy. Billy, where is Mandy?
Leave me.
But anyway, what are we thinking? Has music become worse?
No. Music is there.
About it.
Music is there.
People are using it badly.
It's now... Is it even now? It's always been like that, really.
But right now, it has become more. Because there are so many channels of putting out your music. There are so many ways of using your music. So in a reach out, it will definitely reach out some people. Right now, ukapatata tseme 200 views, tseme 200 ama 100 views. Yes, it seems like it's a lot, but utona, 200 kidogo. Tseme umeka content yako for tseme 2 months na maybe uneza kwa na una access to a couple of people. But unaweza imagine kitambo upate 200 views hata kato ni YouTube ilikuwa so much ilikuwa inaonekana ni so much, but right now that's so little. Kiangalia uko na Facebook, uko na IG, there's so much traffic. So kusema kugather already that 100 nini ni so easy, inamaanisha bare minimum of maybe 20 in every page. Hiyo ni bare minimum. So there's so much people can use music to honest and reach out to so many people, even if it's through promotions, that people are just materializing so much.
So I don't think we're saying even music has changed. Actually music has gotten worse. It's changed. So many things are happening. We have now like women rappers, more women rappers. Mama Lee, pregnant, Nikki, all these people. And Kitambo, they weren't really many. So, tuna try. We're heading there.
It's true. And I don't know whether to say that at least artists are becoming more proactive instead of reactive. Sasa zingine kuna artists wanaonanga, wasi wanapenda kusikiza nini? Juu ya Tei, Mayangs, Dunda. Ata release mangoma za Tei, Mayangs, Dunda. Lakini utapata, at least artists are starting to go to the way of proactive music. Wana kiti chini na brainstorm, hindi ishu nataka kuongelea na release ngoma about that. At least
more
artists out there.
But Kilonzo, that I think that thing has always been there for a while. But not that much. Like if an artist sees something wrong, then achago kuongelea. I think it has been there.
I think it's worse. Watch out,
it's not been there. I'm just saying more and more people are
I think it's actually opposite, Brian. I think it's opposite because back then they didn't have those platforms or those avenues where they could find out or receive feedback from the people, because they didn't have like phones and they didn't know this and this. So they were doing this, wanna try X, wanna jaribu. wanaona okay, wacha nitoe wimbo alafu nione how the people will react. Not to say that they already knew what the people want. Like, they started with what they have already, but right now in a qualess, because right now we're just doing it to see, okay, people like this type of hits, so I'll release this type of hits. Kitambo, it wasn't like that. It was, this is my music, I hope you like it.
But there are still other guys who still do the same thing. Like, this is my music. Mm-hmm. This,
oh, yeah.
At least this is the kind of music I do.
Yeah.
Pop.
Yeah.
Pop,
but I don't think it's that. More people now. I don't think it's more people. I think it's even less.
But
I think it's more because we are seeing more people mm-hmm. become famous over their own distinct music, not just repeating what has been there.
But at the same time, we're seeing people who are just doing it for the clout. In the past, it wasn't about clout.
Kunale.
It's been there from Kitambo.
Yeah, what to kufanya for clout if me kwapo kwa wale.
Yeah, it's been there. Listen, what I'm saying is, it's been there, yes. But right now it has increased.
So
for us to say it's more people looking at it as my music, please listen to it. I don't know. I think it's less because now right now people are like, I just want the guaps, I want the hits, I want to get my money, I want to bounce, I want to be famous and evil. But in the past it wasn't, I want to get famous, I want to, okay, it was there, yes, but the numbers were less.
Okay.
That's what I think anyway.
As for me, when it comes about dealing with music and everything, the thing that I'm enjoying is that the way Ben said with like different platforms, and the fact that there are now some platforms that have come up, that have special sessions for you to understand and enjoy the artist's music besides him having the normal album, like
for
example Tiny Desk, and then BBC Live Lounge, Colors show. I think they I'm enjoying the way now the music has come, like the whole discovering people.
So like the recommendations they give. If you listen to this one, you might also
this one.
Very nice.
Like that occurrence of having such platforms, you know, NPR, you know, can that show, leading you to discover this guy.
Mm.
If someone tells me the music has changed, I'd be like, it has changed in the way that we are now discovering artists for their music to go
platforms,
platforms and everything. Yeah, that's my parting shot.
I definitely agree with the fact that music has mostly changed, like, or evolved technologically wise. Is that right?
So
that's my parting shot, that mainly it's in that area, but in other things, in like the whole values or whatever, it's not that much of a difference.
Music has evolved. Kusemaija evolve is taking a lot away from it. Music even change a lot from the sound to the people, to the, you know, the making of it. It will grow both negatively and positively, you know.
Well, you guys heard it here on Uncensored, where entertainment, music, and culture matters. You have been with me, Nicole Nanzai. Please make sure to follow me on my Instagram and Twitter. I go by Nicole Nanzai. Ben?
And I go by Ben_Theory on all platforms.
And the big man himself was at @_Muthundo_ on Instagram, @Bill_Muthundo on Twitter. Check out, I did a visual for one of Ben's tracks on my Instagram. Please give it more views. Yeah.
The African Maestro on all platforms. I also supported Ben's music.
I go by Victoria Imani on Instagram and on Twitter, and I also supported Ben's music at some point. Go check out my online store on Instagram. It's known as @axi.apparel.
Brave.
Does merchandise.
Nice one.
Thanks.
I'm doing so on Instagram, doing so on Twitter, and I supported AXI Apparel. I'm a fan.
Age, okay.
Age.
Age. Yes, other than that, please make sure to listen to Ben's new album, The Project. It is out now on all platforms. Am I new happy?
Right now, it's available till next week on my bio, on my bio on IG. That is where the download link will be. I'm putting out, it will be, there's a pre-release happening right now. So for people who are fans, I'm a fans, so I'm giving people a chance to actually download this music for free. I just wanted my music to go out there and just let people have a feel of my sound. So right now what I'm doing is I'm having this period for a week where I'll be there'll be a link on my bio where you'll be able to download the music, and then from there it will be available on all major platforms, streaming platforms, whatever, but only for streams. Now you can listen to you.
So you have had it here on Uncensored. Usiseme haujaambiwa. It has been great hosting with these people. I hope you also enjoyed listening to it. See you next time, same place, same time, but a different controversial topic. You have been listening to Uncensored, Do It For The Culture, where entertainment, music, and culture matter. Mafuta kibiriti nipate kuachemsha, spika mili tupate kuwaamsha, ili nami tupate kuwatuma, kisha wapate kucheza hizo ngoma, kwa sababu kila mtu yajua kuna traki ambayo inagonga kama traki ya ogopa. Bumba, bumba, bumba. Basi weka mkono kwenye kiuno na usawanishe sawa na mdundo, peleka nyuma, rudisha mbele, sote tupige makelele. Mama
wajameni kujeni msikie hii flow. Basi weka mkono kwenye kiuno na usawanishe sawa na mdundo,
peleka nyuma, rudisha mbele, sote tupige makelele.
Bila shaka, watash, umwaka, mama.